This is one of the apprentice pieces. It looks a bit careworn, I think. It must be an antique. It's about 50 years old. It's what we call a center finder. There are two pins on the base, which locate against the side of a round object and a straight edge. And you move this around the outer circumference, perimeter of the round object, and scribe a line along its edge and turn it round, I don't know, 45 degrees, 90 degrees, draw another line and so on, until you've got at least three lines, possibly more. And where they all intersect is the centre of that particular article. I would have used it when I was working on the marking off table. Sometimes the guys would have long columns to machine, and I'm talking 20, 30 feet long. But these weren't sort of round bar, if you like. They were forged. So you had a series of flats and bits of slag. And they were rough bar, and I mean rough. So it meant that when they put it into the lathe, they couldn't put it between steadies, which take the weight over a long length, because of the roughness, you know, when the thing would just jiggle about. So what they would get you to do is to mark the centre at the free end with something like that to get the best, but bearing in mind that they weren't strictly round. I don't know, sometimes they were more sort of hexagonal. And they would drill by hand, usually, although some did have a little machine, and put a centre, that's a small hole, angled hole, in the centre of that column. They could then put a mating centre in the end, turn the job very slowly, and machine a register wherever they wanted the support to go. So although the thing was running, it was running in its best position then, put it that way. They would turn these registers to put the steadies on. Once they got the steadies on, they could continue machining it properly all the way along. So yeah, handy little gadget.